This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The main suspect in a mass shooting at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, appeared in court today. This as the country faces the need to recover from unspeakable brutality. Two other men have been detained. Here is Reuters correspondent Ed Giles.
New Zealand began burying its dead a day after at least one gunman attacked worshippers in two mosques in the city of Christchurch, killing at least 49 people and injuring dozens more. The main suspect's been identified as Brenton Harrison Tarrant, a 28-year-old Australian citizen who'd been living in New Zealand. He appeared in a Christchurch court on Saturday, charged with murder. He was remanded without a plea, with his next appearance at the city's high court set for April 5. Police said he was also likely to face further charges.
That was Ed Giles of Reuters reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued his first veto, overruling Congress after it blocked a vote to block his emergency declaration for a southern border wall and its funding. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
A day after a dozen Republicans joined in blocking his move to go around Congress and securing border funding, the president fought back.
I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution.
Surrounded in the Oval Office by law enforcement officials and families of those killed by people in the country illegally, he did sign it after blasting Congress for voting against reality.
It is a tremendous national emergency. It is a tremendous crisis.
Lawmakers had said the president was violating the separation of powers by unilaterally deciding where to spend money. It's unlikely they'll have enough votes to override his veto. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For all the day's news every day, we invite you online to voanews.com. You can also use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. European Union leaders are warning that while they're ready to grant more time for Britain to finalize its Brexit decision, there could be tough conditions attached if the extension turns into a lengthy one. Britain's embattled Prime Minister Theresa May will ask the EU's 27 other national leaders next week to delay Britain's departure until at least the end of June. The original date was March 29th. May appears intent on trying again in the coming week to get Parliament to approve her exit deal, which has already been defeated twice. All that seems certain at this point is that come March 30th, Britain will still be a part of the European Union. Aviation investigators have uncovered something striking in the wreckage of the Ethiopian 737 MAX 8 jetliner that crashed last Sunday with a loss of 157 lives. As Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports, the discovery involves a stabilizer position.
The horizontal stabilizer is reportedly set in an unusual position, similar to that seen in the wreckage of an Indonesian MAX 8 which crashed last year. The position of the stabilizer could help determine whether the plane was set nose down for a steep dive. All Boeing MAX jets now grounded worldwide because of similarities between the two crashes. Problems with the plane's software suspected in the Indonesian incident. Black boxes from the Ethiopian jet are now being analyzed in France. Initial conclusions expected in a few days. In the meantime, Boeing will keep making its bestseller, but deliveries to airlines are suspended.
That was Julian Satterwhite of Reuters. Voters in Slovakia today are heading to the polls in round one of the country's presidential election. There are two top contenders, Zuzana Kaputova, a 45-year-old environmental lawyer who champions gay rights and opposes Slovakia's ban on abortion, and 52-year-old Marcos Šefčovič, the European Commission vice president, who has campaigned on traditional family-oriented policies. He's backed by the ruling Smer SD party. With 13 people in the race, neither leading candidate is expected to win an outright majority, and there will be a runoff on March 30th. Slovakia's incumbent president, Andrej Kiska, is retiring after a single five-year term. The Inter-American Development Bank has officially recognized the Venezuelan representative designated by opposition leader and self-styled interim president Juan Guaido. It is the first multilateral institution to take such an action. Guaido named Harvard University economist Ricardo Hausman, an exiled former Venezuelan government minister, as his representative. The bank says the decision to recognize Hausman was effective immediately. It is seen as a major setback for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Gene Randall, VOA News.